Welcome, my friends. I'm your host, Alex Jones. This is InfoWars Nightly News, Friday, the 28th day of October, 2011. Coming up, we're going to look at TSA checkpoints on the streets of the United States. A Washington Times report that the Israeli-Palestinian prisoner exchange is a prelude towards an Israeli strike on Iran, and more. But first, I want to get to a special report that we compiled today. Yesterday, we played here on the news one clip of literally thousands from Iraq and Libya of a Libyan child, looks about 3 years old, with their entire lower mandible blown away and their tongue hanging out, screaming in pain and horror and confusion. From Sirte, the hometown of Gaddafi, that was leveled. And it's confirmed the al-Qaeda rebels that NATO and the West put in power through our peace president, Obama, went in and systematically basically killed almost everybody, including those that have been trying to broker a peace deal. We've also talked to Wayne Madsen and other sources that have confirmed that Gaddafi left in broad daylight, love him or hate him, he left in broad daylight with a white flag of truce. He believed Hillary was there to meet him, and he was going to turn himself in. But they know that dead men tell no tales. And my issue here is that you have 40 to 50,000 dead. That's what even mainstream media is saying. It's probably a lot more. On the Gaddafi side, mostly men, women, and children, mostly non-combatants, innocent civilians. And I've seen comments in the media about parking lot, kill everybody, kill them all, kill, kill, kill. And this is just such an incredible dehumanization of who we are. And it shows such ignorance. You know, in the last 7 years, Gaddafi gave up his WMDs, came into the West, invested large amounts of the country's money with the West, and believed he was engaged in detente or peacemaking. And it's just incredible treachery from the white flag 7 years ago to the white flag when he was killed a few weeks ago. And just ignorant people who don't hold passports, who haven't been around the world, who don't study geopolitical systems, to just say, they're brown, they're in Africa, kill them. After all, al-Qaeda hit us on 9/11. But then al-Qaeda is the very group that was brought in to start the overthrow of Gaddafi, and we're told this war was launched. Well, it was a kinetic non-military action that would last days, not weeks, Obama said. This war was launched to stop a humanitarian disaster, but it's created one, and the country is wrecked from end to end, and now the globalists will come in, take over the infrastructure, put the people in debt. It was Gaddafi that found out they were adding cancer viruses and HIV to flu shots and other vaccines. That came out years ago. It was Gaddafi that was building up Africa. He was an eccentric, weird dictator, but he was so arrogant, or a good guy if you look at it that way, that he actually did raise Libya from one of the lowest standard of living 40 years ago to the highest in Africa today. Now Libya will be used as a African command base for globalist military forces financed by U.S. and European taxpayers to invade the whole of Africa. And that's already begun at racing speed in Somalia, in Chad, in Uganda, and other areas. Now, you know I like to give you some background. Let's get to our special report now here in a moment, Lifting the Veil of Evil. Why do you see Walter Cronkite right there? Not a perfect guy, a guy that wanted globalism, a guy who believed it would bring peace. He was a guy who called for world government because he really believed it would bring world peace, that you wouldn't have countries fighting each other. That said, Walter Cronkite, what, on CBS and others, and I'm going to compile future reports on this because we've got the archival footage, literally hundreds of hours of it, that we've purchased. We're going to show you the difference between television 30, 40 years ago in the 1960s and 70s and what it has become today. In the 1960s and 70s, you couldn't show violence on television if it was simulated. Because violence wasn't a laughing matter. On Gunsmoke, they couldn't show blood dripping from the mouth or a bullet wound. But they would show atrocities and war because that was real and you needed to see what was happening to make a decision about it. Fast forward to George W. Bush a few years ago, not letting people, and we'll cover this in a moment, see the coffins. Or the fact that when we showed the footage released by WikiLeaks of the chopper in Baghdad shooting up reporters from Reuters and children, it was on hundreds of news channels, but on our YouTube channel, it was removed and they threatened to ban our channel until I filed a counterclaim against them. And now it's come out Google's being ordered by the government to remove things that, quote, criticize the government. And we're now learning about an office of censorship that's coming. So I'm going to upload this live newscast we're doing here on this Friday evening tomorrow to our main YouTube channel, the one with 150 million views. And I'm not sure what I'm going to do, but when YouTube removes it for claims that it's improper, I'm going to take some kind of action politically, legally, because this is about freedom of the press. If Walter Cronkite showed little girls running naked down the middle of the street with their skin burned off, just like when you hear documentaries on NPR, they can play cussing. When I was a kid, I'm like, wow, I'm hearing cussing. It's documentary. Or on PBS. This is documentary. The people have a right to see what happened in the 60s and 70s, and they have a right to see what happened just a few weeks ago. But we're not supposed to see the dead American soldiers. We're not supposed to see the dead children or the dying children. So I want to warn you what's coming up is graphic. But first, we're going to show you what aired on NBC, ABC, and CBS. All these clips you're about to see aired on those channels. During the family hour, when they wouldn't let somebody say, darn it, or damn on TV, because most of these people were veterans. They'd seen, like my grandfather, my dad's dad, B-17 pilot, heavy combat after that, on the ground during the invasion of Italy. He would not let my dad or his brother go to see a violent movie. If something violent happened in a movie, he'd get up and leave. Not because he was a wimp. He was a tough guy. The point is, he'd seen a lot of friends die. He knew somebody bleeding and dying on a movie wasn't a joke because he'd seen the real thing. Just like in the day of Walter Cronkite, you couldn't show simulated violence, but you could show real violence. You understand that? This isn't a laughing matter. And all this simulated violence conditions us to accept all this. So I'm going to show you what could be seen and what ended the Vietnam War 30, 40 years ago, and why on broadcast TV today, on YouTube, on all these systems, they will shut down anybody that tries to show you anything. They do not want you to see. They're banning videos that show mass graves of dead black Africans killed by the Al-Qaeda forces NATO put in right now. That's just the mass graves of lined up dead bodies. Can't even show that, but they show grade school kids Holocaust film. Because the people committing the new Holocaust today around the world don't want you to see this. Let's go to the beginning of the report.
This is the 25th Infantry Division, the newest troops in South Vietnam, the United States. This is part of their first heaviest action.
Like most of our troops, they have been taught to depend on firepower. And depend on it they do. The objective is to push the Viet Cong back at least 1/2 mile from brigade headquarters and the rest of the base camp. What is wanted is not only a camp, but a clear area all around the camp, so the enemy cannot sneak in close, unnoticed.
Now here's what they wouldn't show today. That was shown, that child with her skin burned off, all over TV. In the late 1960s, that little baby, that toddler burned, the napalm, that will not be shown today because you're not allowed to see it. They want to cover that up, child with burned skin. That was shown on television all over the United States. A man shot in the head, blood pouring out. This was shown. That's the TV footage, not the original film. A monk burning themselves up to protest the war. The purest act of sacrifice by nonviolence to illustrate what they were doing to the human soul. That was shown on television. There's the original television broadcast right there. That's CBS.
We, the American people, the world's admired democracy, cannot ever again allow ourselves to be misinformed, manipulated, and misled into disastrous foreign adventures. The government must share with the people the making of policy, the big decisions.
Ignorance is strength. Now, that is literally a tiny fraction. There's stuff a lot more hardcore that I said, you know, because of the time constraints, don't go to it. From the 1960s and 70s. Atrocities on both sides, but the public was shown it. 5 and 6 o'clock. 10 o'clock. Everybody was shown this on broadcast television. Children watch this, and parents let them watch it. Because it was reality. Parents wouldn't let you watch simulated violence because simulated violence wasn't a joke. They weren't inserted into the Matrix yet. Now, the footage you're about to see is there's so many, literally hundreds of these videos, that it's just a compilation. If whatever box you look into, you're going to see a horror. A guy being hacked to death by the Al-Qaeda forces because he's black in Libya. This is all Libyan stuff. People being shot in the head. Everything Walter Cronkite would show us 35, 40 years ago that we're not supposed to see today. What changed? In this world of sex and violence and everything to the max, but don't see the real thing. I had my YouTube channel suspended showing the Marines killing that puppy 4 years ago. Because they don't want you to see it. They want you to ignore it and go to Las Vegas and play slot machines or use drugs or go watch porn or do whatever you're doing so you don't realize what your tax money's going to. But this is being done in your name. The rest of the world is seeing what you're about to see, and they're saying you support it because our whore media won't show this to you. And I'm done cutting this stuff out on our YouTube channel and other web channels we have. It's going up there. And I'm going to make an issue out of this. And everybody, before they take this down, I'm sure they will. Before they take this down, you get it, you upload it as well. But I'm done. Go to the clip.
An intersection littered with bodies. Count a dozen. A grisly tableau of urban warfare. The victims' hands bound behind them. But these bodies appear to be black Africans. Black Africans make up a large portion of Gaddafi's army, raising questions about whether the men were executed by the rebels. These terrible scenes sum up the horror of parts of Tripoli now. Bodies strewn across the street, gunfire echoing through the sky, and large parts of the city remaining a no-go zone.
I think it's obviously sends a strong message around the world to dictators that people long to be free, and they need to respect the human rights and the universal aspirations of people. We introduced the resolution in the United Nations that allowed us to protect civilians in Libya when Gaddafi was threatening to slaughter them. It was our folks in NATO who were helping to coordinate NATO operation there. And the difference here is we were able to organize the international community. We were able to get the UN mandate for the operation. We were able to get Arab countries involved. And so there was never this sense that somehow we were unilaterally making a decision to take out somebody. Rather, it was the world community. And that's part of the reason why this whole thing only cost us $1 billion, right, as opposed to $1 trillion. Not a single U.S. troop was on the ground. Not a single U.S. Troop was killed or injured. And that, I think, is a recipe for success in the future.
I am both surprised and deeply humbled by the decision of the Nobel Committee. The Nobel Peace Prize has not just been used to honor specific achievement, it's also been used as a means to give momentum to a set of causes. and that is why I will accept this award as a call to action.
Well, this is what we've become, and there's his call to action. And if you believe this world has a right to see this footage, they can make their own decision. Get this video out to everybody and demand YouTube and others stop buckling to government pressure to shut down the truth. You know, you've seen where YouTube admits, their parent company Google, the federal government, is telling them to shut down police brutality videos, shut down videos, quote, critical of the U.S. government. We are becoming the equivalent of communist China and its atrocities. And it's wrong. If we're going to criticize the Chinese for censorship, it's time to point out what's happening. So I'm throwing the gauntlet down. We're putting this up on the YouTube channel. And I'm going to have to take action. Because, the people, like Walter Cronkite said, have a right to not be manipulated and lied to. They have a right to see what's really going on in their name. And that little child, in absolute horror, with the whole bottom of their face blown off, is just a snapshot of the millions that have been killed in these globalist wars. And it needs to stop. It needs to come to an end now. Speaking of Google censorship, we're going to get to that in a moment. But first, we have some news articles here. ABC and CBS News both cut away due to technical difficulties at the onset of the Oakland police violence. This is being reported by... Well, they're admitting it. They're saying they had a glitch, cutout. And ABC admits that they, quote, had a cutout, and so did CBS, if you believe that. Well, then, I got some disinformation to sell you. Disinformation Company is actually a good outfit. They make the point that they're exposing disinformation. And then the Washington Post has coverage of the Oakland police rampage. They show a police officer petting a kitty. See, they've dehumanized humans. And that's why when the Marines were seen torturing that puppy to death, they tried to deny it was real at first and attack yours truly a few years ago and later admitted it was real, because kitties haven't been dehumanized yet. They haven't been seen in simulated deaths millions of times on television. And so showing the cop petting a kitty, he's good, the humans are bad. It's all part of a puff piece. So I thought we'd go ahead and go to some footage that illustrates that this militarization of police is really what the Founding Fathers warned about and what Posse Comitatus post-Civil War warned about. That once you militarize police, and once you teach them that the public is their enemy, cops are supposedly peace officers. Peace officers are guardians of the society and the culture. But military is meant to kill an enemy and break things, kill people and break things. And so when the police are militarized and mainly made up of folks who are mentally scrambled from 5, 6, 7 tours in combat, they now see the public as their enemy. And I saw an article in the Drudge Report talking about thousands of Marines on Reddit, driving up the story of this young Marine, Scott Olson, being shot at point-blank range with a tear gas round that has killed people. Remember that Red Sox post game where they shot the girl for no reason in the face of the one and she died? And it talked about Marines by the thousands being angry about their brother. And I saw the comments by others saying, really? In fact, if you scroll down, I'm a Marine, and these Occupy Wall Street people are scum. And I say, kill them, basically. Well, whether they're Marine or not, everybody has the First Amendment. And we're going to show you the footage of actually what happened. So they shoot him at point-blank range with a canister you're not supposed to shoot any closer than 50 feet. And that'll still break your ribs. They shoot him with that just for fun because everybody else ran in fear when the cops pulled out the guns and had the German Shepherds, but the veterans stood right up there and said, we have a right to speak out against the corrupt banks. That's what they reportedly said. The cops said, no, you don't. Boom. Right in the face, his friend said, as reported. So he falls down, skull cracked, he's brain damaged, he might die right now. He's in critical condition, reportedly brain surgery. And the right wing's response is, kill him, he's not American. People that call themselves right-wing, you're not right-wing, you're not left-wing. You're a bootlicker of the foreign banks sucking this country dry. Now, I'm going to show you footage. People run over to help the guy with blood pouring out of his head. His head caved in, shot with a high-powered canister at point-blank range. And the cops just coldly pull a flashbang and throw it in the crowd like it's funny. Well, don't worry. The elite are going to treat you like that too, cop. They're going to take your pension funds. They're going to shoot you up full of cancer-laden vaccine shots. You think you've hired a bunch of these psychos and now you're just going to get away with this forever? Your own masters are going to stomp you flatter than a pancake. You shouldn't be worried about us. You should be worried about your own masters who God is going to turn loose to eat your lunch. Now, good cops should repent of this and speak out against it, or it's in your name. When you don't speak out against evil, or don't care enough to say it matters, or let somebody bleed to death in the gutter, it's on you. And that's common law. About 6 years ago, a cop got run over up here on the highway and on the side of the road, on the frontage road, and people drove by for an hour and didn't help him, I guess because he was a cop, or they were intimidated by the uniform, and he bled to death. And I said that was wrong. That's a fellow human being right there. But when cops sit there and watch somebody bleeding out of their head on the ground, people come over to help them, and you attack them, my God, you people, communist Chinese don't even act like that. I mean, you are really shameful. Let's go and go to this next clip.
They have guns? Huh? They have guns?
Remember, the media pulled out right before this happened. Both helicopters were told to leave, working with the cops. This is Tiananmen Square.
Bushmaster, Crazy Horse 1-8.
And this, of course, we got our YouTube channel basically shut down over this. Everybody else was allowed to show it on YouTube, and the news could show it, but we can't show you these kids being killed because or shot because we put it in a true context of what it meant, actually reached out to the military and pointed out that the U.S. Army came up and tried to save the kids. Here they are killing Reuters reporters.
Bushmaster, Crazy Horse 1-8.
Those weapons of mass destruction got to be somewhere. Maybe under here.
And now we get into the coffins. When I was flying back from a news event earlier this week at the Austin airport, they had a guy killed by a improvised explosive device. I guess kind of like that guy shot in the head by the tear gas canister. But that's liberty when they do that. But this guy was killed by an IUD. And here's the Oakland footage from just a few days ago. We'll cut to where it actually starts here in a moment. Peaceful guy standing up there in front of the cops. They shoot him in the head with the canister. By the way, they're removing this video off YouTube and other channels. They don't want Americans to see what actually happened, where they shoot the guy in the head, and then when people try to help him, they throw a flashbang on him. Because it's funny. They're just American roaches. And these are cops that work for bankers. See that? He's over there. They're trying to help him right there. I think we have it where we slow it down, right? Yeah, here it is. They've shot him in the head. Here comes the hand grenade.
What happened? What happened?
He got shot.
What's your name?
What's your name?
What's your name?
What's your name?
Shit.
Can you say
Medic!
Scott Olson was shot by police while standing still. The police fired at point-blank range, which is potentially fatal. The police shooting was unprovoked and incredibly dangerous. Well, you don't protest the banks that raped this country. Okay? Besides, the cops are petting kitties. I mean, the Washington Post said so. So that's what they're doing in Oakland, according to the Washington Post. Petting cats. And you're against cats if you don't like it. Now, speaking to Google and its sub company, YouTube, about this, and people say, oh, if you don't like YouTube, just get off of it. About half the video views in the world are on YouTube. We've reached 300 million people there in just the last couple years. And they advertise it's free speech as long as you don't violate their rules. But then the government tells them to take stuff down, so they do it. That'd be like if you go to a restaurant and it says there's something on a menu, fettuccine Alfredo, and they bring you a rotten rat. It's false advertising. You have a right to get upset about it. This is the new political commons. Okay? We built YouTube. And they've come out with their transparency report and admit all these different cases where they've been told to take stuff down by the government, by, quote, law enforcement because it shows police brutality, or in other reports because it, quote, is critical of the government. The government clicked that tab to request that something comes down. And now we have this little tidbit of news, and of course we have stories where, I mean, look at them. They just take everything down. Stuff on the Federal Reserve they don't like, they take it down. Stuff criticizing killing people, they take it down. People being shot in the head, it's taken down. We're finding our material blacklisted more and more. And now they've introduced a bill, which is to mirror the global treaty, where rogue website bill creates Chinese-style ban list. And again, I mentioned how they're saying take down stuff that contains government criticism. This is really happening in the United States. And that's why we're racing to build InfoWars Nightly News and our own platform. Because we understand that the big crowds and the new people we can reach are on YouTube, but for how long? And that's why if you're a YouTube viewer or one of these other video system viewers, you need to remember InfoWars.com. And even if that URL gets blocked, we'll have our information on the web. There's ways to get around it. We have the InfoWars Insider email you can sign up to where we can send you stuff even though they shut down our websites. Remember and think about how valuable this information is and that people are going through a lot of trouble to bring you this. And don't always expect that this information is just going to be here. By the way, we have a 15-day free trial we're now offering at PrisonPlanet.tv. We'd offer it all free. We'd have to pay for the bandwidth. $40,000, $50,000 a month. We let each username passcode be shared with six different people. So it's really one membership for the price. You get one membership and you really get six. So it's six for the price of one. We have a 15-day trial going right now. Not sure how long we'll offer that. But that's also available at PrisonPlanet.tv. All my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, the rant section, the daily radio TV show, the special reports, the nightly news, all one place, $5.95 a month. But right now, 15-day free trial, PrisonPlanet.tv. And I'm so busy covering news, I hardly even mention that or talk about it. But regardless, get our videos that we post on YouTube and everywhere else of the nightly news the day after and get them out to everybody. Mirror them on your channel. Burn them on disc. Give them to people. Because we have got to use this medium while we've got it. All right, continuing. Wow, I am almost out of time here. And I haven't even gotten to a fraction of the news that we've got to cover. Wow. You know, I'm going to come back. Let's break right here, and then let's go to the news, some of the other news, and then come back. Let's do that right now. Let's go ahead and go to break.
Ron Paul, a visionary who predicted the financial crisis, a leader with a plan to solve it. The Paul Plan? Balance the budget. Cut $1 trillion year one. Eliminate 5 federal bureaucracies. End the foreign wars and nation building. Rein in the Federal Reserve. Pay down the debt. Cut taxes to create jobs. Ron Paul, a plan to restore America now.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
If you believe in this information and want to support its viral spread, go to the InfoWars store at InfoWars.com. We've got the new G.I. Joe InfoWars T-shirts. We've got the incredible ProPure gravity-fed filters available at InfoWars.com in the store. We've got a new DVD, Sinus Under Attack, the Don't Tread on Me flag. We've got all sorts of different bumper stickers to help spread the rebellion virally. It's all there, wristbands, citizen rule books in every order. Order online at InfoWars.com today. The water filters, the canteens, it's all there. InfoWars.com. Our mission at InfoWars.com is to audit the Fed, abolish the Fed, restore the Constitution, abolish the TSA, restore the Second Amendment, restore the Constitution, restore the Republic. And if you believe in those goals, then it is your free will, responsibility, and honor to spread the word about our operation and to donate to the 2011 Money Bomb. For many years, I tried to basically stay small, make my films, do my radio show, but it grew and grew and grew. Think about how a money bomb that listeners started 4 years ago led to us being able to move into this bigger office. A later money bomb helped us expand into the empty warehouse next door. And in the last year, we have built the TV studios and put the equipment in and are now doing a nightly news show every night at 7 o'clock that we're now beta testing and getting ready for television. Right now, going out to members at PrisonPlanet.tv and then reaching millions as it spills out onto YouTube and other systems. Help us go to the next level. Not reaching 15 million a week, but reaching 30, 40, 50 million a week. Our growth curve is exponential, but we need to hit our afterburners and turbocharge. History is happening now. The war for human liberty against total dehumanization is on now. Join us Thursday, November 3rd at InfoWars.com. We're going to have a 24-hour plus live transmission with guests and interviews starting at 11 a.m. and running into my next radio show the next day. We're going to have a huge lineup of liberty-loving patriots from all over the world joining us. It's going to be amazing. And this money bomb is going to have a lot of new things added to it that's going to make it even more powerful than past years. So please donate at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com or InfoWars.com/MoneyBomb or simply spread the word about the money bomb. Stand with InfoWars.com and my incredible crew and all of our other supporters and help us get the word out even more. The ball is in your court. The rest is up to you. It's InfoWars Money Bomb 2011, November 3rd. It kicks off 11 a.m. Visit the website at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, InfoWars.com/MoneyBomb. It's the Friday, October 28th, 2011 edition of InfoWars Nightly News. And, you know, we've been covering the war crimes of NATO and the globalists and their Nobel Peace Prize winner-led operation that is taking place in Libya. Now they say Syria. And after the globalists have wrecked the countries, they bring Muslim extremists in and put them in power and rebuild the nation. And I guess in 5 years we'll be blowing the country up again. This is this perpetual war for perpetual peace, really schizophrenic insanity that we've now faced. Now, you know we've gone over the unbelievable, I can't believe this is happening, attacks on free speech, the First Amendment in this country. I remember 3 years ago when Australia tried to pass a law to ban any website the government wanted if it was anti-government or critical of corruption. And they couldn't get the parliament to pass it, so the prime minister said, well, we'll just do a test. And they did the test and shut down tens of thousands of websites, including dental websites, you name it. And, you know, we've shown you earlier and on today's radio show the Google Transparency Report. It's thousands of pages where the federal government, state government, local government would, quote, order them outside of law to remove things, quote, critical of government. Critical of government. Oh, this was critical. That's the word they use. Government criticism. Critical. There it is. And they've, again, ordered YouTube to remove things containing government criticism. And local police departments said, don't show brutality. In fact, I've seen them today taking down videos that show the peaceful Marine Corps vet who'd been in multiple theaters shot in the face. He's supposedly fighting for freedom from a few feet away, point-blank range, with a high-powered tear gas canister by the cops. And they're saying, oh, get that commie, he deserves it. Well, I don't know if he's a commie, a libertarian, a Democrat, a Republican, or if he worships the Keebler elves. The point is, he's got a First Amendment. And I'm tired of people selling this type of corruption as if it's something good. And now they've introduced the Rogue Websites Bill. And they openly say this is for copyright, but you read the agreement. It's a national version of the international treaty where if a corporation says you're copyright violating or government says you're doing something wrong, no judge, no jury, your website's gone, period. This is the type of world they're moving to, and it is very, very dangerous. We've had a lot of reporters ask, why have our videos been suspended by YouTube? Because they're effective, because they're waking people up. And then I have other idiots that come out and say, well, don't be on there then. They advertise it as a free and open forum as long as you follow their rules, and we do. But then they change the rules with stuff that they don't like because the government is putting pressure on them. Okay? This is how this stuff happens, and it's time to understand that. You know, we had Federal Reserve request YouTube remove a video critical of them 2 weeks ago. And YouTube told us, we showed the letter on air, they said, if you don't remove it, we're just going to go to our review board. We may just get rid of your channel altogether that's reached 150 million people. Again, that's just one small part of what we do, but it's a good part of it. You know, in fact, I've done the analysis. This is our full audience we're reaching per week right now. About 10, 15%, maybe even 20 is YouTube. I mean, that is where we're reaching young people, new people. That's where we're having this effect. Here, just analyzing media clips, covering things. And I've put YouTube on notice. Google. People start ordering our stuff taken down. We're going to have to take action. Because it will then draw attention to the fact that Walter Cronkite can show a kid with their skin burned off in Vietnam, but you say it's profane or wrong when we show it today. Could you show something at 5 o'clock in 1968, 1970, that you can't show today? Why is that? Because they don't want you to see the truth. It's not that they're protecting you from something obscene. They don't want you to see what's happening because they know your conscience and your soul would say it was wrong. Just like YouTube's removing videos of people getting shot in the face with rubber bullets. Not because some blood is profane, but because they don't want you to see what's happening, and I've had enough of it. They said don't show the coffins, the flag-draped coffins, because of disrespect to the families coming off the airplanes. And the family said, we want it seen. It has nothing to do with respect for the families or a coffin's too shocking. With all this death and destruction, they show you the death and destruction to condition you to accept it. All the simulated death and destruction, but the real thing, you're not supposed to see it because there's nothing like the real thing. And perhaps this will be banned online, not just at YouTube. It's happening everywhere. Perhaps you're not supposed to see this. It turns out that public interest groups, we have all these listed at Infowars.com, have done the same studies they've done for decades and found the same thing. Hazardous heavy metals contaminate most Halloween makeup tests. And it goes over it. 1 in 2, or 50%, of Halloween makeup tested contained detectable levels of cadmium. 100% of the products contained chromium. Other metals detected included, and it goes over it, arsenic, mercury, and lead. And you know that's not good. And because most of this stuff's coming from China. Most of our drugs over-the-counter are made in China. And when it came out that melamine was in most of the formula and killing kids, our government just waved a magic wand and said, melamine's good for kids. It's okay for kids. But China executed the heads of the companies that were doing it. But our government just said, no, keep shipping it in. Hell, melamine for kids, what's wrong with that? So there is your report on that front. But don't worry, the Centers for Disease Control, the Food and Drug Administration, the EPA, they are going to protect us, aren't they? You know, what is it that every day or two I read about TSA workers, FBI agents, CDC people caught reportedly involved and later convicted in bestiality, child porn, kidnapping kids, Homeland Security chiefs getting off planes wanting to have sex with two-year-old kids? I mean, I see this stuff every few days. And I ask myself, is this the government setting people up who were exposing corruption? Or is this the type of people they've got and just one side doesn't know, one hand doesn't know what the other hand's doing and bust them? I don't know. I'm sure it's a mix of both. But I'll tell you this, the TSA person that groped me a few days ago, and I haven't even aired this audio yet because I've been so busy, was clearly enjoying putting their hands on me, was clearly making noises at the ends of their words, like, yes, And because, I mean, who else would want this job? And it really is a nightmare. And here's the rest of the story. As Paul Harvey would say, Marcola.com, Dr. Marcola breaks this down. He has links to all the proof. CDC director arrested for child molestation and bestiality. Dr. Kimberly Quinlan Lindsay was the top official pushing the swine flu hoax and telling everybody they were basically going to die if they didn't take it. And, of course, it came out in Canadian studies. It doubled your chances of getting regular flu and didn't protect you. But, I mean, look at her image, though. Put her back up there. I mean, it's always they dig up dead bodies at some person's house, and they're like, he was such a nice man or such a nice lady. It's hard to believe it. Go to the next one. You know, there's a shot of her in a little doctor outfit. It is hard to believe that she did all this. Did she find out there were cancer viruses in it that's now come out? Did she find out that they, the year before, had injected this very swine flu in the regular flu shots as a, quote, simulant to track the flu, which is really a cover to implant it? I mean, again, I don't just sit here and immediately say, well, you know, they claim she's raping possums and, you know, doing all this. She must be this evil person. I don't know. I mean, put her image back up there. I've got a good gut. And I mean, my gut's never wrong. And just looking at that photo, I smell a big rat. You know what? I don't really believe that all these Homeland Security people, because, I mean, I've seen it every 2-3 days now, and CDC people are raping possums or whatever they're accused of and doing all this. I think they're being set up, because this is the new witch-burning thing. You know, you accuse somebody of this, well, it must be true. More and more, because I see DynCorp Halliburton involved in real child kidnapping, real trafficking, comes out Chicago Tribune, Houston Chronicle, nobody gets in trouble. But then this lady, I mean, who's going to believe she's innocent? It's like saying, I hear you're, you know, murdering small children. It's like, when'd you stop beating your wife? I just, bestiality, now they're going to add that on? I mean, maybe she was supposedly sucking the brains out of small children? Maybe she's a zombie. I mean, guys, looking at her, do you think this lady's involved in bestiality? Because, look, I've studied criminology. If it was a man, automatically, it'd be about 500% more likely. You know a man's 5 times, in most actuaries, more likely. I'm not saying men are bad, but men are more wild and more out of control. And with psychosis, it gets more out of control. She was arrested with her boyfriend who was at the CDC as well. Well, I know there's some really twisted cults. Yeah, there he is. He kind of looks a little pervish. We have the newscast. I can't even look at these people anymore. I don't know, but though in her photo in the mugshot, she doesn't look like she's too concerned. I just can't. What the hell is going on with these people? I mean, people say the elites get sick of just regular stuff. I never get sick of fajitas or cheese enchiladas. I never get sick of, like, water skiing. I never get sick of my wife. I never get sick of just meat and potatoes, man. I mean, you read about people getting killed, having sex with horses and stuff. What? A horse? I mean, I'm not bashing gay people, but I don't get it. I mean, like, a guy looks like a monkey and stinks. Women look good. I mean, I just don't get all this behavior. But, hey, all right. I don't know. Jesus. Yeah, let's, well, okay, talk about another piece of abomination. You got Fukushima station discharged more radiation than estimated. Bloomberg reports, we told you that day one. Independent groups went out and said radiation's off the chart when they were saying it wasn't high. Stuff blew over here in the EPA and Food and Drug Administration came out and said, we'll just raise the levels of what we say is safe. So I guess they must all be a bunch of psychotic bestiality people that are completely out of their minds and want to rape possums. I mean, I just don't get it. When I drive by at night and see a possum in my yard, I mean, I'm not attracted to it. I mean, I'm sorry. It looks disgusting. I want to shoot it with a shotgun. I don't want to have sex with it. So whatever. Okay, I mean, maybe I'm crazy. I'm not attracted to men. I'm not attracted to possums. Marilyn Monroe, yeah. I mean, I can't get enough of it. I like women. Beautiful women. Not little crack whore, heroin chic women either. Fast cars, good-looking women, cheese enchiladas. I mean, you know, we're there. I mean, it's... Doctors who inject their sons with HPV vaccines... Dude's trying to get me moving right along. Yeah, no. The whole vaccine myth is imploding, and the fact that the HPV vaccine doesn't protect you from the cancer it says it does, that's on the insert. But they run these TV pieces where they say anal cancer, stomach cancer, throat cancer, mouth cancer. You want to get rid of that? Take this shot. They're saying when caused by this virus, which is the rarest form of cancer in the U.S., 3,000 a year die or so with 310 million. You got a better chance of being struck by lightning twice, literally, than dying by this or honeybee killing you. So they are running around and now saying, I didn't want this at first, but I studied it. I learned about throat cancer and things, and I gave it to my children. And you hear like cha-ching, 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 cash register noises going off in the background. So let's go ahead and go to a short clip of this guy, is they're out there saying not only girls, but the little evil boys, they're the ones giving them the HPV thing, which is warts. In fact, I've seen studies that when you actually have this virus, it way lowers all these other weird viruses that are causing cancer. That's what we've learned. And man, that's my own pet theory, and I've talked to doctors off record about it. Some I'm lining up for the show, and they agree. The epidemiologists and others are looking at us, virologists. But you can pull this up. HPV infection lowers chances. Let's just randomly see if we can get it, actually. HPV, or just say wart virus infection, HPV infection lowers chances of other major cancers. And what happens is when you actually naturally, I didn't need to have sex to catch this stuff. I had warts by the time I was about 10 from stepping on a nail, went all the way through my foot, got a wart all the way through my foot. By falling down in gravel, got warts on my elbows. That stuff's in the dirt, folks. And what happened is, I later learned, it actually gave me immunity to all these other cancer viruses. Because that wart, most cancer, they learned in the 20s, is viral. And the Rockefellers said, hell, we'll take over cancer research, start and put it in all the vaccines, and we'll run all the cancer clinics and suck all the money out of everybody. But one reason they're doing this is they've learned that when you have HPV in you and a whole other class of these viruses, that it massively shields you from all the crap they're putting in the vaccines. So they're engaged in some stuff trying to get rid of your immunity with a shot because they want to knock that out. Did you find it where I was showing that you think so? You're reading over it. No, I mean, you can look this up. You can look this up. That when you've got this wart virus, there's like 3,000 of them. It's a whole class. That when you've got this wart virus, I mean, I think I got a wart right now growing right here. You know, it's like, which was the British Lord? He was an admiral. And he was talking about his wife, how much he loved. And he says, she loves me, warts and all. That's where that term comes from. That was Lord Acton. It wasn't the Duke of Wellington. Lord Nelson said, she loves me, warts and all. But, I mean, you know, the point is you can pull up. I think you're looking at a propaganda page here. I saw a bunch of studies about when you have this virus, then all these other cancers can't get you, which is an immunity. If your body gets immune to one type of cancer virus, it starts learning how to recognize them. But now they inject the virus with an adjuvant accelerating its power, which is what they've learned this vaccine does. It does a bunch of other stuff. Okay, let's just move right along here. We can do that Monday or something. You can dig it up, dude. Moving right along here into the news. TSA tests pre-screening of select passengers at four airports. Now, I told you this was coming years ago. And if you watch the newscast, it's on CNN, they say, well, you don't always get to go through the pre-screening. And they come to this black guy that says, it's incredible. I just showed my ID and went right through. They're getting you ready for these smart tunnels where you just walk through and they scan you, and then you face scan passively. And you've already been run through a database. It's already happening through a data mining background check. And that's why they've said if the government doesn't want you to fly, they'll put you on a no-fly list, then you're on a no-buy list. So it's all a fraud. They always add, well, now we're going to have feet scanners so you won't have to take your shoes off, or now we're going to add the passive scanner so you won't body scan. And it's sold as you don't like some pot-bellied perv sticking their hands down your pants? Never fear. WonderScan is here. And so that's what they're doing. A, you're already going through a database being data mined, but they're saying you sign up with them, jump through their hoops ahead of time to make sure you're a good slave. And they've now got rap songs on the radio about, I'm slinging it, I'm bitching it, I got everything you need. Hell, I'm so powerful, I go around the line at the airport. I mean, this is now the new bling. But then they admit in the newscast, oh, but we still occasionally want to grab your Johnson or your wife's breast once you get through there. So that's going on. And don't worry, the DHS has announced in Tennessee and other states checkpoints to keep children safe. That's actually what they say. Announcement follows unveiling of highway checkpoints manned by TSA agents. Absolutely, completely illegal. But that's okay, because the Washington Times is reporting what our inside sources have already told us, and other sources since, that the green light has been given. Doesn't mean it's 100% going to happen, but the U.S. has said to Israel, go ahead and do it. Israel prisoner swap may prelude attack on Iran. That's what their sources in Haaretz newspaper and others say, is they've given them 1,000 prisoners for one Israeli soldier because they don't want their prisons filled when all hell breaks loose with an attack on Iran that'll be backed up by the United States. Okay, my friends, that is it for this portion of the nightly news. We have more coming up here. In fact, the main report. But I wanted to point out this report that Richard Reeves just came in right before the show and told us about. One of our reporters here in the office, he heard it on 590 AM. We went and pulled it up. Southwestern Texas, that's just north of Austin, to begin D3 lacrosse in 2014. And they're also going to get a football team now because $5 million, well, it's a total of $6 million, $1 million for lacrosse, I guess, and $5 million for football, given by Red McCombs and others, so that the team will have football and lacrosse. Again, local PBS stations in major cities raise $5, $6 million a year to operate and bring you local TV. Most of it's tape canned stuff, a few live programs. People, I see every year 30, 40, 50 or more, sometimes $100 million from one donor given to the University of Texas for their football program or for other programs. Should be academic in my view. But then we get up here and we're not the government that takes your money and then gives it to programs, or we're not global bankers that stole the money giving it to programs. We are a radio show, alternative media, news websites, filmmakers who need $500,000 to buy the equipment we need and hire a few more people and grow each year. I mean, who else is doing what we're doing on this scale? And that's why I just want to point out, where are our million-dollar donors? I mean, this is defending the human species against forced inoculation, cancer viruses in the vaccines, total tyranny, children being blown limb from limb, all of this incredible wickedness happening. If you believe the type of information you're seeing here, and you want to see more of this gotten out to the public, I mean, we're here risking our lives, then please donate to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com or InfoWars.com/MoneyBomb. Because we're launching it November 3rd, next Thursday, a 24-hour broadcast right into Friday. But we need your support. I mean, I spend over $4 million a year with our 30-plus employees and contractors, with our offices, our equipment, all of it. We spend over $4 million a year, and this money bomb has become an integral part of our operation, and we do need to reach that goal to be able to continue. And quite frankly, we wouldn't. I could offer PrisonPlanet.tv for free. If somebody starts giving me millions of dollars a year for free bandwidth, we'll offer it for free. I mean, I'm here right now. You will see PrisonPlanet.tv become free if somebody steps up and gives us $2 million a year. Oh, I'm sorry, you're giving it for the football program. Okay, I understand. That's important. We're explaining to people that cancer viruses on record, we showed it last night, are put in your vaccines and steroids. That's not important. I mean, I will make this entire operation free. I mean, it's got a price tag on it. $2 million a year, all free bandwidth. I think that'll cover it. And the crew of this TV show, free. PrisonPlanet.tv, free. Free to everybody. It'll get a lot more viewers, too. So we might get into trouble with that, but whatever. Boom. You can see the files. $2 million. Hell, I'll do commercial-free radio. Give me another $3, $4 million. Because all I want to do is reach people. I have to scrounge. I have to spend time. I have to chase sponsors. I have to spend a lot of my time that could be in news gathering and information trying to get PrisonPlanet.tv members, trying to promote this, promote that, and turning down most of the sponsors. A lot of revolutionaries rob banks, you know, to fund themselves. No, we just use the free market here. And it's you that are standing right beside us and funding all of this. So get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, get a t-shirt, get a book, get a video. I know most of you don't have billions of dollars. So you can't just say, Red McCombs, here's $6 million to play football and lacrosse, because that's my God. I'm an old, you know, guy who thinks this is important. All of us little people together can give, or even you can't give $5 at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. You can spread the word about the Money Bomb and the special 24-hour broadcast and InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv and everything we're doing, because don't ever think that this will be here forever. If the system wins, we're shut down. But today we're here transmitting, putting it all on the line, all in, and I appreciate your support. All right, we're going to go to break and come back with the most hardcore info we've ever covered on this show and information that may get us kicked off the web. Stay with us. Our mission at InfoWars.com is to audit the Fed, abolish the Fed, restore the Constitution, abolish the TSA, restore the Second Amendment, restore the Constitution, restore the Republic. And if you believe in those goals, then it is your free will, responsibility, and honor to spread the word about our operation and to donate to the 2011 Money Bomb. For many years, I tried to basically stay small, make my films, do my radio show, but it grew and grew and grew. Think about how a Money Bomb that listeners started 4 years ago led to us being able to move into this bigger office. A later Money Bomb helped us expand into the empty warehouse next door. And in the last year, we have built the TV studios and put the equipment in and are now doing a nightly news show every night at 7 o'clock that we're now beta testing and getting ready for television. Right now, going out to members at PrisonPlanet.tv and then reaching millions as it spills out onto YouTube and other systems. Help us go to the next level. Not reaching 15 million a week, but reaching 30, 40, 50 million a week. Our growth curve is exponential, but we need to hit our afterburners and turbocharge. History is happening now. The war for human liberty against total dehumanization is on now. Join us Thursday, November 3rd at InfoWars.com. We're going to have a 24-hour plus live transmission with guests and interviews starting at 11 a.m. and running into my next radio show the next day. We're going to have a huge lineup of liberty-loving patriots from all over the world joining us. It's going to be amazing. And this Money Bomb is going to have a lot of new things added to it that's going to make it even more powerful than past years. So please donate at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com or InfoWars.com/MoneyBomb, or simply spread the word about the Money Bomb. Stand with InfoWars.com and my incredible crew and all of our other supporters and help us get the word out even more. The ball is in your court. The rest is up to you. It's InfoWars Money Bomb 2011. November 3rd, it kicks off 11 a.m. Visit the website at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. InfoWars.com/MoneyBomb.